Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to Kevin at Friends of Kevin. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, you can visit our website at friendsofkevin.com. So today I got my friend Jack Wang with us from Longhorn Financial. In today's episode, Jack's going to talk a little bit about retirement planning. As always, please remember when Jack joins the show, it's for informational purposes only. This should not be construed as financial advice. As always, seek a qualified financial advisor before you make any decisions in life. Good afternoon, Jack. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Kevin. Thanks so much for having on. I always appreciate it. Glad to be with you.
So, Jack, one of the challenges to me when it comes to planning, especially retirement planning, is we put a lot of effort into it. We work up our plan, and then Congress goes and makes a change. Just had some changes at the end of the year. How do those impact people?
Yeah, so Congress, in their infinite wisdom, or whatever you like to call it, at the end of 2019, passed a bill to keep the government open. That was really the main reason. But part of that bill was something called the SECURE Act, which changed how people save for retirement and some of the provisions. And so there are a number of changes. So, for example, just on the sort of the contribution side, they changed the they removed the age limit to where people can contribute to an IRA. They made it a little bit easier for small businesses to set up 401ks, you know, retirement plans, things like that. And then for people with IRAs and taking money out, some of the rules have changed in terms of the age of when people have to take money out. And also if people pass away and leave it to their beneficiaries, some of those rules have changed as well. So, it was quite a bit of change, you know, generally viewed as a good thing. But yeah, Congress, you know, just kind of up and went and changed the rules of the game on you, on all of us.
So it's kind of interesting. But now, didn't they make it so that you can start doing withdrawals a little later?
Yeah. So for people who are retiring for IRAs, the rule used to be that you had to start taking money out of your IRA, right? Whether you needed it or not, you had to start taking money out in what's called required minimum distributions, or RMDs for short. And so the rule stated that you had to start that by no later than the April after you turn 70 and a half. So most people know it as the 70 and a half rule. And so one of the changes in this law is that Congress now has changed that age so that you have to start it by age 72. Now, sort of the rule is still the April after you turn 72, but now it's the age 72, so people can wait just a little bit longer before having to take that money out, which, by the way, creates sort of this very interesting situation. So if you were supposed to take out your first requirement minimum distribution because you're going to turn 70 and a half in the year 2020, now that the rules change, you actually don't have to take it out in the year 2020 if you were going to be 70 and a half. You actually can wait a little bit more till you're 72. So the people who happen to be born at the right time, right, and you're going to hit 70 and a half in the year calendar year 2020, you actually got kind of an unexpected gift so that you didn't have to take money out this year. Weird, a little complicated, but true.
Well, because I remember my banking days, you know, and our customers would come in at, you know, we received the letter, I'm 70 and a half, I have to stop withdrawing money. And they'd be like, but I don't need to want the money. So maybe, you know, like I said, not a real big deal, but for some people, you know, leaving it, you know, accruing interest in their investments for another extra year and a half, whatever 2 years it may be a big deal for some people.
Yeah, it could be a big deal for some people. I mean, it varies, right? I mean, we're, you know, most people don't have, you know, millions of dollars in the retirement account. So, you know, they have a different set of issues. But it's not uncommon today for people who are still working, right? So they might still be working a full-time job or part-time job, and it could very well be that, hey, you know what, because I'm still working and I'm collecting Social Security, I really don't need to take the money right now out of that IRA, so can I just leave it in there for a little bit longer? And again, with RMDs, right, before it was 70.5, the answer was no, you have to take that 70.5, but now, yeah, now with the rule change, you can wait just a little bit longer, but ultimately you are still going to have to take it out, just now starting at 72. So this rule does impact sort of regular people as well.
That's the thing, like you said, unless you have millions of dollars, you know, it's probably not really a big deal to them.
Yeah, I mean, it is and it isn't. It's more, you know, for lower income savers, lower income workers, you know, if you're working a minimum wage job, chances are you don't have $1 million in your IRA. That's okay. So the rules still apply, but they're not as big of an issue because generally speaking, people use up their IRAs a lot earlier than people who have millions of dollars in their account. But the rules still do apply. Again, in that scenario where, yeah, you don't have a big IRA, but you're still working some job or a couple jobs and you just don't need it, you know, again, this is going to allow you to delay withdrawals for a little bit before you have to take it out. But ultimately, you do still have to take it out.
Well, it's interesting, Jack, because we're around the same age. And I remember, you know, working and, you know, you should put money in your 401k, you get a company match, and you can defer the taxes. Like, all right, you know, I make money, so I don't want to pay taxes. So that seems good. And we just kind of bought into the whole, but, you know, you're not going to be working, Jack, so you're going to have less money, so it's going to be less taxes. So don't pay it now. Pay it later and worry about it then. And most of us bought into that. It made perfect sense. Finding out in the end that probably wasn't true. Maybe we should look at some tax-free vehicles instead. Maybe diversify a little.
Yeah. So what's happened? So one of the sort of the side impacts of this rule, or unintended consequences, I suppose, of this rule is that, you know, so for the retirees themselves, they're going to be able to wait a little bit longer to have to take money out. Which most people think, great, if I don't need it, I can wait. That's true. However, what that also means is that now you're taking it out, you're taking a bigger balance out. So ultimately, you're probably going to end up with a bigger tax bill just a little bit later. The other thing is the rules around inheriting IRAs have also changed so that so what happens is now, whereas before the beneficiaries used to be able to take the money out over their life expectancies, now the rule is that they have to take it out over a much shorter period, generally 10 years in most cases. And so that means that, hey, if you have to drain an account within 10 years as a beneficiary, you're going to pay taxes on that money in a lot bigger chunks and a lot sooner than you otherwise may have had to. So now what's happening is there's a much bigger tax impact if you're going to end up leaving some money to a beneficiary than there was before because of some of these rule changes. And so many of my clients, you know, don't talk about leaving millions of dollars. They talk about, well, I don't want to leave a bill to my kids. Yep. Well, with these new rules, you're gonna leave a much bigger tax bill to your kids because of the changes.
Yeah, like you said, it's definitely some interesting things that people need to be paying attention to. But now, in addition to retirement accounts, we also had some major changes with 529 plans. What's going on there?
Yeah, so 529 plans, very interesting. What's going on is one of the provisions that got changed is that now people are allowed to take out up to $10,000 per beneficiary to pay for student loans rather than having to use it to pay for college while your son or daughter is in college. You can now take the money out after, let's say, after they graduate to pay off some of that debt that maybe you took on for them or they took on So it changes because there are some scenarios where, let's say, grandma or grandpa saved money for the grandkids in a 529 for college, but they either didn't want to impact the financial aid or they saved so much and the kid got a huge scholarship that there's leftover money. Well, now you don't have to worry about some of those things anymore because you can use it to pay off debt. The key thing with this is that it's $10,000 per beneficiary, so per student, as a lifetime limit. So it's not, hey, I'll pay off $10,000 of my kids' student loans per year. It's $10,000 total, period, for that person, right? And then, you can do $10,000 for somebody else. But $10,000 per lifetime per beneficiary rather than $10,000 a year. So it's a nice change, but it's not necessarily a huge change.
So now, when does all this start then, Jack?
Yeah, so this starts today. I mean, this starts, 2020, right now. So the important thing is if people have situations where they need to do some beneficiary planning or some retirement planning or college planning with 529s, whether it's them for their kids or for grandkids, these rules are really complicated. The time to start planning is now so that basically you don't end up with a huge unintended tax bill, right? Because, quite frankly, nobody wants that. So you got to start planning now for this.
So, Jack, how can people learn more? How can they reach out to you to talk about this to start putting a plan together?
Yeah, people can always reach me by email at jack@longhornfin.com, or people can visit my Facebook page at facebook.com/longhornfin.
Jack, I really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
Thanks so much for having me on, Kevin. Always appreciate it.
Have a great day, Jack. Talk to you soon.
You too.